Good morning, beloved. It is 7:41. I have not been on in a long time. I've been going through some things with my father, and he's been correcting me and just guiding me closer to him. And it's been wonderful. It's been absolutely wonderful. I miss coming on and doing our morning devotions. I miss being able to release everything that God has shown me and he has me walking through right now. But I was praying this morning, and I have to be obedient because this is going to unlock somebody's freedom today. So we are talking about healing offense towards you. So going back to my prayer, I was just praying and asking God, what do you need from me today? What do you want me to do? What can I do for your kingdom? How can I serve you? And he quickly put a face and a name in my mind. And this person that came to my mind was offended towards me. Now, I checked myself and I said, Lord, do I have offense towards this person? Is this why you're showing me this person? Do I need to deal with something personally? And the Lord said, no, your heart is right, but this person's heart is not. And so I proceeded to send this person a text message. And I said, listen, I was praying this morning and Father told me that I need to ask for forgiveness for the things that I did to you and that I didn't do to you, for not meeting your expectations, for not being enough for you. So I chose to release forgiveness, not for me, not for my heart, but for this person. Now I'm going to take you to a verse, and I'm going to send this key to whoever wants to unlock this. It's in Luke 6, and we're going to pick up at verse 37. It says, do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will all come back against you. Forgive others and you will be forgiven. That's where we're hanging out at. But here's what I want to show you that Holy Spirit showed me as he took me to this verse. So forgive others and you will be forgiven. Give and you will receive. If we stop there, a lot of people want to look at that as, oh, I give my tithe, I give my offering, because it says your gift will be returned to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more running over. But what if we flip this, beloved? What if we say, forgive others and you'll be forgiven, give and you will receive. Give forgiveness and you will receive forgiveness. Because we do not want, as Christians, as sons and daughters of God, we do not want to be a stumbling block to somebody else. And also, because we are Christians and because we are called to die daily, this flesh, this right here, should be dead. There should not be offense that is able to penetrate us because our flesh is dead. Now, if we aren't dead and we are still having those thoughts and we're still having those unforgiveness moments, we're still getting offended, we are not dead. We need to die to ourselves daily. We need to pick up our cross, like Jesus said, and die daily. We are not called to get offended. But if you stop right there and talk about offense and being offended, look at what is going rampant through our churches today. It's offense. I'm offended. Oh, he hurt my feelings. They're not included. He preached this, but didn't preach that. The enemy is infiltrating our camps with offense. And when we as Christians walk in offense, guess what we're not walking in? We're not walking in the power and the truth of Jesus Christ. Because we have bitterness, we have unforgiveness in our heart. The bitterness and unforgiveness, it clouds our hearing of the Holy Spirit. And we're not able to walk the way that God needs us to walk. Is this making sense, beloved? So going back to it, it says, forgive others and you'll be forgiven. Give and you will receive. Give forgiveness and you will receive forgiveness. So you're not a stumbling block. What I did this morning, being obedient to the Holy Spirit, I don't know what I unlocked in this person that I sent that message to. because I was obedient and I laid myself down. I laid my pride down. I laid myself down. I laid everything down. I humiliated myself. But this person is going to receive freedom. So give and you will receive your gift. Remember, forgiveness is a gift. Forgiveness is a gift that you give yourself. Forgiveness is if you, when you have unforgiveness, that's that bitterness, that's that poison that where you're expecting someone else to die. You drink the poison and expecting someone else to die, but really it's poisoning you. The Bible says that bitterness is poisonous and it spreads to others. So give forgiveness and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you forgive, the amount you give, will determine the amount you get back. Remember, Jesus says right up there, it says, forgive others and you'll be forgiven. And in another part of scripture, it says, I can't forgive you if you don't forgive others. Jesus even said that if you have aught against your brother, if you have unforgiveness against your brother, and you are at the altar to deliver your tithes and offerings, you stop, you leave your altar, your offering at the altar, and then you go and make that right with your brother. So beloved, I'm here to tell you, I'm here to encourage you to say, it doesn't matter what someone did. It doesn't matter how someone views you. We are called to be dead. And if we aren't dead, then there are people that are dying because we aren't dead. And I've said that before a while back, but you need to hear it. We are in a time where people are desperate. They're looking for the true sons and daughters of God. They're looking for somebody that says, you know what, this person, that person right there, they're not a hypocrite. They are after the heart of God. They want what God wants. They are walking in repentance. They are walking with fruit of the Spirit. They are walking with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. They are walking in the good walk, and they're fighting the fight. So I just encourage you, do the hard thing that Holy Spirit is telling you to do right now, because He's faithful. I know it. I see Him stirring it up right now. He's stirring it up in my heart. And the more obedient that you will be, the more He'll show you, and the more He'll show you, the deeper He'll take you to the places of His heart. And the deeper you go to His heart, the more that you'll die. You'll choose to die, because being close to the Father's heart, there's nothing greater in this world. I love you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing this. Be obedient. Love you guys.